With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Republicans are pointing to a Wall Street Journal report that raises questions about President Biden's performance during meetings in recent years.
The report chronicles several instances in which those present say the president had to read from notes, deferred questions to aides, or was barely audible when he spoke. The Senate's number two ranking Republican, John Thune, told reporters, "I don't disagree," when asked. In his words, "Obviously, you all see it on a daily basis. It's an issue." At 81, Biden is the oldest person ever to hold the office, and his mental fitness has been questioned on numerous occasions. Bob Agner reporting.
House Republicans are referring criminal charges against President Biden's son and brother to the Department of Justice. The committees carrying out the impeachment inquiry into Biden say Hunter and James Biden provided false statements and testimony before lawmakers earlier this year. Lawmakers say the false statements were intended to create the false impression that the president was not involved in his family's business dealings. Also at SRNnews.com, a senior official with NYPD is telling CNN that the department is preparing to revoke former President Trump's gun license. Wednesday, a spokesperson said the former president's gun license for New York City had been suspended upon his indictment. New York Governor Kathy Hochul indefinitely delaying implementation of a plan to charge motorists big tolls to drive in Manhattan.
"I have come to the difficult decision that implementing the planned congestion pricing system risks too many unintended consequences for New Yorkers at this time. For that reason, I have directed the MTA to indefinitely pause the program."
The announcement deals a blow to a program years in the making. It was meant to raise billions for New York. The city's come under fire for out-of-control crime and its handling of the illegal immigration crisis, often putting the well-being of illegals ahead of New Yorkers. This is SRN News. Louisiana could soon require displaying the Ten Commandments in every public school classroom.
The legislation received final approval from the state's GOP-dominated legislature, and if enacted, would make Louisiana the first state with such a requirement. It mandates that a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments in large, easily readable font be required in all public classrooms, from kindergarten to state-funded universities. Similar bills have been proposed in other states, but none have passed. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Pakistan's army has promoted the first Christian woman to brigadier general. The prime minister congratulated Helen Mary Roberts, praising her hard work and dedication. Pakistan's Christian community is the second largest minority in the Muslim-majority nation. Although minorities have equal rights under Pakistan's constitution, Christians in Pakistan have often faced harassment, among other challenges. This is SRN News. Israel has received a morale boost from U.S. lawmakers. The latest from the Media Alliance, Felice Friedson.
The House has passed legislation sanctioning the International Criminal Court for its decision to issue arrest warrants for Israel's prime minister and defense minister. While the action lacks teeth, it's nevertheless a strong signal in opposition to the condemnations of Israel by the court. Critics argue a moral equivalency is being created between Hamas terrorists and more than 1,200 Israeli murder and kidnap victims. Although the measure was bipartisan with 42 Democrats on board, some Democrats complained they would have preferred a stronger bipartisan effort around a similar piece of legislation that could make it through the Democratic-controlled Senate and to the president's desk if he chooses to sign. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.